It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Well, it's the start of a new week, and joining us, as she does on most Monday mornings, our planning editor, WNYC's Kate Hines. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So what do you have coming up this week? What's the newsroom working on?
We are launching a new podcast called The Stakes, and its first episode is all about the history of lead poisoning, what the industry knew about the dangers of lead paint, when they knew it, and how we might approach the problem differently.
Now, this is a big issue in our area right now, especially regarding NYCHA, the public housing.
Right. And this week's The Stakes senior editor, Christopher Wirth, will be on our air to bring us the story of one family here in New York who is dealing with lead poisoning.
Right. What else do you have going on?
Reporter Beth Furtick has been closely following immigration and legal affairs here in New York City. And it used to be that about 80% of immigrants were winning asylum in New York City's main immigration court. But that rate has fallen substantially, and experts believe that has something to do with the Trump administration's policies. She'll bring us that story later this week. Also happening, Mayor Bill de Blasio is going to present his executive budget.
Now, he released his preliminary budget earlier in the year, right?
Yeah, in February. Mm-hmm. And it did not paint a rosy financial picture. So I asked our City Hall reporter Bridget Bergen to remind me what the mayor proposed.
It was the first time he has called for an across-the-board cut, a recognition, I think, on the part of the administration that they do need to do some belt tightening.
And after he releases his executive budget, the negotiations with the city council will begin.
And also, we've been gearing up for this. The work starts on the L subway train tunnel, right?
Right, on Friday. And what was once a total shutdown has morphed into a one-tunnel closure during nights and weekends. We'll explain what's going to happen and what you can expect.
And I hear we have a couple of sports stories coming our way.
One is from reporter Jim O'Grady.
I'm sure O'Grady, that means that it involves history.
Well, here's how he described it to me. 100 years ago, Babe Ruth and the New York City tabloids kind of gave birth to each other and became these sort of larger-than-life fixtures, especially the Daily News, which used to cover New York sports almost at the granular level.
Right.
But the Daily News has decimated its sports department, and now it's really financially struggling. The other story involves the New York Islanders.
They're doing well, right?
They have made the second round of the NHL playoffs, bolstering the hopes of their fan base. So we'll go to Long Island to hear from one family of extremely invested, involved fans.
All right. WNYC's Kate Hines with a look ahead. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.